Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And como está usted en el México?
Buenos días. It's good, buddy. It's good. That's the only one here doing that, though. You know, it's just so they've been trust efficient, but we've got lots of clear. Oh, my goodness. No clear about this morning with the dogs.
Well, you got a lot of good stuff going on down there. What's the weather like down there right now?
It's calm this morning, but they're going to blow out the south this evening. And hopefully I'll get on some good eggs. It's just not a lot of around hand. There's so much water from these two tropical storms up there that the ducks are pretty dispersed. They're in all the fields, and then the potholes got some ducks. But there's a big concentration going down yet. Which is really unusual, because this time of year, usually we do really well. This year is a bit different. It's okay. And because of all that rain, we had tons of quail. I think it was 125 yesterday.
That's incredible.
Wild quail, too. That's the best part. Wild quail.
Is that the Bob White or one of the other species?
It's the Bob Whites. We have blues for the rest, but we just have the Bob Whites.
Yeah. Now, we're talking to...
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking to Ryan Lambert, normally at Cajun Fishing Adventures. He's at his alternative lodge, Nolejase, down in Mexico. Tell us about Nolejase. What do you guys do down there besides hunt and eat well and have fun?
It's a world-class wing shooting. You know, you have ducks, geese, dove, quail, sandhills. I mean, just about anything. So we start all this with white wings. That's a high-volume hunt. That's so much fun. Golly, I shoot 100 and quit. I'm not going to shoot 100 ducks. You don't have to prove nothing. Just have a good time. So then you get 20 ducks in the morning, 20 in the evening doing that. So it's just a plethora of wind shooting. So, you know, like I said again, the quail is shooting. The wild quail. That used to be such a southern tradition and such a great sport. Like today, they're going with the dogs. And just to watch that, the points and the guys out there in orange. They get up and you see all the guts come up. It's just a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me. I'm into it, and unfortunately, you know, we're pretty much limited to shooting preserves, and thank God we got that, or the dogs wouldn't have anything to do. Nolejase, a little translation is no worries. Who put that name on the lodge?
It doesn't matter.
No worries. All right, so
that we bought it.
Back home, down in Plaquemines Parish, we got a low Mississippi River in the wintertime. What does that mean for fishing down there?
Well, a low Mississippi, we have a negative 8 tide today, which means you better watch where you run.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock this morning, there won't be a drop of water. But, you know, the river is down real low, and even in January, it's 2 foot, so this is going to continue the great fishing. We get to them on both sides of the river, trout, sheephead, black bums, redfish. And I mean redfish, we've been in a big way, so sightfish and redfish are the joy right now, whether it's dry rod or top water, whatever. So they're going down those banks and smash their shrimp. Or you throw a little pop or a skinwalker or something on them, and they blow it up.
Yeah. So what's the prospects for next week's reopening down there for the duck season? And do you have any trips open for the rest of the spit?
No.
No.
We got some, but it's all the good water is taken up pretty much. Then we got so much negative tide, so we're gonna hunt on the outsides, and we're gonna hunt in the bays. And once I get that the dark grid, we'll be all right. But just got to make sure that we can kill them on the outside, because when you get -8 tide, there is absolutely not a drop of water in the marsh. I mean, the blinds will be sitting way up on top of the land. So if that's all we going to go outside, we'll just go hunt them outside. We've got to set up on some islands and stuff out there. You know, just got some water. You know, that giant will kill them. So that's what we got to do this year. So we have a ton of negative tide after Christmas, and most of January is negative tide. So. But there's a lot of ducks. There's more ducks at home than they got down here this year. So
yeah.
I'm surprised that there are a number of ducks we have killed so far, because, you know, we haven't had that much cold weather. And even early in the season, we whacked them pretty good, but not having. I was surprised. I didn't look like that big of an outcome. But we have them, and Delco area has them, so everybody's been doing good. And then you have other cases that they're not killing nothing, because it's been sparse.
Mm-hmm. Well, in just a few minutes, I'm going to get Blake Swallow on. He's hunting up there at Catahoula, and he told me he's enjoyed a pretty good season up there for the first split. And a lot of diving ducks have been coming down for the second split, and we'll see how they're doing. All right, so when you get back, can people call you? You got somebody manning the phones right now if somebody wants info.
Oh, they call me anytime. They can always call me. I always get phone about where in the world I am. It's what I do.
That's it.
So they can call me direct at 504-559-5111. You know, I need to call the office too and share it, set it up. Just we do have some stuff on that negative tide. We can always fish in the morning and hunt in the evening too. So
yeah,
there's always options.
That's another alternative. All right, well, look, try to send me some video of those quail down there. I'd love to see that.
We'll do, brother. We'll do it.
All right, enjoy it, and we'll see you when you get back. There he is, live and direct at Nolahase Hunting Lodge in Mexico. You can get information about going down there, too.